My sermons are 1 hour and 14 and 15 minutes in length. And I have to cut it to 19. They don't even do me that way on television. I do want to recognize my wife. My first wife is in glory and has been for 5 years. Was married to her 32 years, and then she went to glory 5 years ago. And two Saturdays ago, I took unto myself my second wife. I do not refer to my first wife as my former wife. I refer to her as my first wife. This is my second wife. Solomon had 300. I can get along with two. She is not here today, wanted to come, but my new sister-in-law is here. Please stand. And my niece. And I think my brother-in-law is here somewhere. And these people live here almost in this community. If there's anybody else in my new family, please stand. There's another. Thank you. This is the first sermon I've preached since my honeymoon. And you'll be in prayer with me that I keep all things in focus. Park City's Presbyterian Church, for what? I think that you bear the responsibility of saying exactly to this community, the city, and to the nation, what kind of church are you going to be? Why should we even accept you as a church? Why should the internal revenue, I call it the eternal revenue, give you exemption? Parks City's Presbyterian Church, for what? Well, number one, in John, in the book of John, 20:21, it says that Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. And in Luke, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse, Jesus explains why he was here and what he was here for. I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. And so, number one, in this fast track sermon, Park City's Presbyterian Church, to seek and to save that which is lost. That's number one. That's it. Nothing else in the name of Christ can be as important as the mission of our Lord. I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. There's always a group having some type of seminar somewhere up in some mountain at some university trying to find a justifiable reason for a church. And some churches have be kind to whale week, be kind to dog week, be kind to wife week and all. I remember a preacher once said to his calendar committee, they had a political committee, Voter Education Sunday and all these kind of Sundays, and he sent them back and said, just go back and pray that the Lord will let you have just one Sunday for Jesus. Just try to find one where we can put emphasis on Jesus. And they had a hard time doing it. The lostness of this world is why he came. There are many conditions that attract our attention, and I'm involved in many and most of them. But my main concern, and the concern of Park Street, must be the lostness of this town, and lostness at every level. Not only the lostness on Skid Row, not only the lostness among the known convicts behind the iron bars, but lostness at every level. Generally, when we start thinking about people who are lost, we start thinking about the homeless, the drug addicts, and what have you. And indeed, that is a concern. But our concern must be lostness at every level. That not only must every drug addict and every Skid Row dweller be confronted, but every mayor, every governor, every judge, every candidate, everybody else ought to be told, you must be born again. Amen belongs there. Amen. When you're preaching to white folks, you have to coax them. Yeah. Tell them where to put the amen. And Jesus says, I have come. I have power to do anything. I can turn stones to bread. I can walk on water. I can multiply fish. But all of that is simply what I'm able to do. But what I have come to do is to seek, and to save that which is lost. And this word seek, implies that you're going to do more than gather at 9:30 on Sunday morning, that you're going to seek. I remember I was preaching here at First Baptist Church downtown several years ago for Dr. Criswell then. And I was talking about how we seek to save that which is lost. At the church I pastor, we have 51 committees on evangelism. We have a committee on every way you can be lost. We send the drunkards out to save the drunkards, the drug addicts out to send the prostitutes, ex-prostitutes to save the ex-prostitutes. And when I got through, Dr. Criswell in his office, he said, Dr. Hill, are you really saying that you have ladies, ex-ladies of procurement? I said, you mean prostitutes? He said, yes. I said, yes, I have a whole committee of ex-prostitutes, and they work to save those which are lost. I don't have experience in that area, so when a prostitute comes to our church, I have to turn it over to a committee. That's Baptist. And he said, would you think that there would be ladies of procurement in Dallas? I said, would you like to know how many? And he said, how would you tell? I said, I'll tell you tomorrow night. The next night, I said, you have approximately 300 pimps with about an average of 10 women apiece, so they're at least 3,000, from 3,000 to 5,000. How did you find out? Man, you just talk to a bellman at a hotel, a taxi driver, and they can give you statistics on anything. But the lost must be sought at every level. And they must be sought. One of the great places to start is in your own family. Amen belongs there. That's why time runs by these amens. Your own family. Marty Malone. Marty Malone of our church. Just an ordinary working lady, not an officer, not a leader, not a president. But when we started our AUKUS movement of seeking to save our family, she took our instructions where we instructed on how to find your family if you don't know them. And she came up with 447 kin people. And about 3 years later, she came up with 241 that are saved. And she said, and I will not shut my eyes until I'm able to write saved across everybody I'm kin to. I have come to seek and to save, to shake the bushes, to rattle the chains and to find out who is lost and seek to save them must be the purpose. It must be right on the tongue, so that if anybody meets you and say, well, church should go to Park Street Church, what's the purpose of Park Street? To seek and to save. Not keepers of the aquarium, but fishers of men. Not the elite place to go, but the hospital to operate, so that men and women who are lost at every level, able to touch everybody, and everybody must confess your past so that you can be a candidate to serve on a committee to seek to save those that are where you were when God found you. And so that's the first verse. Second point, Park Street's Presbyterian Church, so that saved people can be discipled and taught and trained. There's nothing more frustrating than to have a church who knows nothing about a church. I declared a war 25 years ago on biblical ignorance in our church. The greatest campaign I've ever conducted. It's training people how to handle the Word of God. Campus Crusade for Christ, Bill Bright, four laws. And then we got the five steps and the three jumps. Training people so that they will know that they are saved and why they are saved and how to tell other people how to become saved must be your second great purpose. Some years ago, I was on a list that was invited to Washington twice a year to be briefed on the state of the nation. It was then conducted by J. Edgar Hoover. And I remember this particular time, they were briefing us on the right wing and left wing movements. And I remember telling them I really wasn't interested in the right wing nor the left wing. Is the bird that I was concerned about. Every right wing bird has a left wing. It's this bird with this beak that I'm worried about. And they started talking about the Panthers, the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers closing up business. The Black Panthers driving 4 million people across the bridges of the various boroughs, hurrying to get out of Harlem because the Panthers. Stores closed. All of the movies and what have you, business went to naught. All of the Lover's Lane went out of business because the Panthers. And I asked Mr. Sullivan, I knew, but I wanted to ask him so the other folk would know, how many registered Black Panthers are there in this 7 million city Harlem that's causing all of this havoc and closing down everything? And he said to me, 81. 81. Closing down cities, disrupting business, running people across the bridge before midnight. 81. But more than 81, 81 dedicated, determined people who cared nothing about their lives nor livelihood if it would get across their ideology. Well, there are more than 81 in the choir here. There are more than 81 in any row in this church. There are hundreds and there are thousands of you. And I'm expecting you to turn Park Cities upside down. And you must not care about your life nor your livelihood if it's bringing men to Christ. If 81 could close up New York, what can 3,000 do to Dallas? There's nobody missing. There's nobody absent. There's nobody that we should go get. There's nobody of approval we need. All that Dallas needs to save Dallas, I'm preaching to them right now. I will belong there. And so you're not only to seek to save that which is lost, but then those who come must be discipled and taught and trained so that they can go to the workplace and the vineyards and cause others by droves to come in, by droves to come in, by droves to come in. Park Street Church for seeking, Park Street Church for training, Park Street Presbyterian Church for edification. It's a tough world out there. I see you smiling. I see you acting as if everything is all right. But I've been a pastor for 37 years. And I know there's hurt. There's pain. And so we need Park Street in order that we may edify, lift up, help one another as we both struggle through this pilgrim land. We need one another. There's somebody right next to you who needs you to say, before you leave out of here this morning, somebody right next to you needs to hear you say, God loves you, and I do too. Because it's a tough world. Many of you drove only a couple of blocks to church, but you came a long ways mentally and spiritually. And so a church for edification. Then in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, my favorite, and I won't read it because I'm racing with that clock. God says, here is what I want out of you. Here is what I want out of you. I want you to seek to save that which is lost, as I have already referred to. I want you to train those that are saved. I want you to edify the church. I want the church to be that glorious koinonia, that ecclesia, that called out crowd that reflects the glory of God, the joy of God, the happiness of God. I want all of that. But that ain't all I want. I just don't want a big, happy place where everybody for about an hour is happy with a smiling face and a new dress on, and then we leave and we go back to our own walks and ways of life. I want more than that. I want you to give your bread to the hungry. I want you to break every band and every yoke. I want you to set the captives free. I want you to give your clothing to the naked. I want you to bring the homeless inside. And I want you to quit running from your kinfolk. Take care of them. 58th chapter of Isaiah explains it. What I want. And what will happen if Park Street blooms up and just breaks out of here seeking to save that which is lost? What will happen if those of you with title and position and status humble yourselves and become seekers of those that which are lost? Not payers of professionals, but personally involved in seeking the lost. What will happen if the lost that are found are trained so that they can go forth seeking that which is lost? What will happen if those that are lost are found and are edified and are taught and trained? And this place all of a sudden becomes a place where we edify, encourage, and build up one another. What will happen if the food in our pantry becomes available to the hungry? If the clothing we wear becomes available to the naked. Last year at our clothing store in my community, and our community is a poor community, our income is somewhere between welfare and Skid Row, but we gave away 109,000 pieces of clothing. That all of the clothing that all of the naked in Dallas needs are in the closet of Park Street Presbyterian members. No other churches. You don't even have to borrow the First Baptist. You can clothe everybody here with clothing you will never wear again. And what will happen if our families are recovered and restored? 58th chapter of Isaiah says, then your light shall break. Shall shine forth as the noonday. Then your light will shine forth as a noonday. And the glory of the Lord will appear around you. And you shall pray, and God says, and I will answer. That if I get a church like this, if I get a church that seeks to save the lost, if I get a church that trains the lost how to be effective winners of souls, if I get a church that edifies and glorifies the name of Jesus, if I get a church that becomes interested in the hungry, in the least, the lost, and the left out, the glory of God shall appear. Glory of God shall appear. And when the glory of God appears, there is an ecstasy, there is a joy, there is a help, there is a comfort, there is strength, there is that which only the presence of His pleasure can bring to a church. And may God help you to be that church. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we are detracted by so much. And the devil offers us so many other suggestions as to what we ought to be. Forgive us for erring. And may we turn now to what you would have us be. Seekers of the lost. Trainers of those who come forth, edifying the body, remembering the poor. You shall be glorified in it. Thank you that that will happen amidst the Park Street Presbyterian Church. Amen.